All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, February 21st. Not a lot going on, but we'll cover the news anyways. Russia prepares for mass mobilization of full-time students. A new wave of mobilization in Russia may affect full-time students in higher education institutions. A source is the Press Service of Ukraine's Defense Intelligence. The Russian Federation is taking measures to ensure the next wave of mobilization. Currently, they are actively building up capabilities to ensure the mass mobilization of students from higher educations and institutions. According to the Defense Intelligence, so-called notification stations are being set up to assist military enlistment officers, enlistment offices in delivering enlistment notices to full-time students. That sounds like a draft. Defense Intelligence found out that, in particular, the leadership of Novosibirsk State Pedagogical, I don't even know how to pronounce half this stuff, universities in Russia issued documents obliging the departments of the institutions to allocate a certain number of students and employees to work at notification stations. Well, if you didn't know, yesterday, President's Day, Joe Biden took a secret trip to Ukraine. Here's what's really interesting with this. It's not so much that he took a secret trip to Ukraine. I want to point out two factors. Now, I know a lot of you follow Monkey Works, so tag along if you want to ride this wave with me. Kamala Harris, when she spoke at Munich, Germany, just a couple days ago, calling out Russia for humanitarian or crimes against humanity. If you've seen the last video I posted on the YouTube and Rumble channel, it's news you may want to know about. A little bit of an intel update. It's covered in there. But she originally, this is what's interesting. I don't know if it was Air Force 2, 3, or 4 that she took, but on the way leaving Munich, heading back to the United States, there was a problem with Air Force 2 or 3 or 4, whichever one she was on, which that's unusual. That typically doesn't happen. And so she took a C-132, I believe that's a Hercules, from Munich back to the States. Well, Biden flew in a C-132 Hercules from Washington all the way to Poland. And then from Poland, met with their people and then got inserted via train for a nighttime ride. I think it was like 6 to 10 hour ride into Kiev to meet with President Zelensky of Ukraine to say that, you know, we're standing united and all this other bullshit that none of us agree to. It is very much a progress towards declaring open war against Russia. Here's one thing that's interesting, is that Biden went into an active war zone with only the Secret Service, I'm guessing. I'm sure that, you know, there had to have been some special operations on the ground there, but no air cover. He rode in a train. That's the President of the United States. He doesn't go anywhere without Air Force One and Air Force Two. He doesn't go anywhere without his escorts. He doesn't go anywhere without the military and without Secret Service around him. But yet he goes into an active war zone where there could have been an assassin waiting. How reckless, how deviant, how staged the entire thing was. Because it was staged. Supposedly he rolled in while there was an air raid siren that was going off. And he met just to proclaim that he's giving $500 million more dollars to Ukraine and zero to Ohio. I'm not a mathematician, but I'm fairly certain that $500 million could have bought every house in East Palestine, at least close to it. So you could have relocated everybody in East Palestine with a new house. May not be the land and farm that they have, but it'd be a new house. They don't even get that. They don't get so much as a handout. We got all these fires breaking out across America. The railroads, these train cars are just mysteriously, just turning over. Here's the latest one. Nebraska coal train derailment sparks emergency operation. I think this happened 2 or 3 hours ago. A Union Pacific freight train derailed in Nebraska early today, sparking an emergency response. Around 30 cars carrying coal jumped tracks 3 miles southeast of the town of Gothenburg about 1:45 a.m. Excuse me. Emergency hazmat teams rushed to the site of the crash, but no hazardous materials were released, a Union Pacific spokesperson told the Independent. Now, I know our railroad system is crappy, but I don't believe in coincidences. Okay. I know that things move in like clusters. You know, two or three weird things will happen at the same time or all around the same time. I get that, but not like 9 or 12. Short answer to everything that's going on, because I've been getting a lot of emails from a lot of people, and keep it up. If you got questions, AmericanVindictiveShow.com, send them to me. Hopefully I can answer them, fill the void of knowledge that you don't have for whatever particular topic. If not, I will find you the answer to the best of my capability. Here's what I think is going on. World War III is about to be declared. We are going to get into World War III with Russia and China. Even Ukraine said, we'll defeat China if they start to help Russia. Please. They've been helping Russia. And Ukraine ain't going to do jack or squat about China. But I think what you see happening within the interior of the United States is just this. If we're going on a war footing soon, it hurts us more to destroy our industries, manufacturing capabilities, transportation capabilities via the railroad, which is 90% of everything that travels around the country via the railroad. The rest is 18-wheelers. So there's the attack upon railroads, gas and diesel prices. But all the factories just randomly, spontaneously combusting. Give me a break. Why didn't this happen 5 years ago? And then some jackwagon on YouTube, or excuse me, on Twitter, was saying that these are common things that happen, and it just appears that it's nefarious. It's not common. Nothing that is happening right now is common. It is absolutely nefarious. I think this is a manufactured crisis by our government, by other governments, to screw with us, to screw with our economy, to screw with your emotions, to ramp you up, make you afraid, maybe make you scared, make you start panic buying, help add to the delusions, help add to the dismay that is within the American prowess right now. Get you afraid, of everything and anything. That way you spend your money in all the wrong different types of places, I guess. I'm just shooting in the dark here. But just imagine this. Let's say we get cut off from the world economy. Most of our manufacturing is out of the United States. So if we need to bring these manufacturing jobs back into the United States, and the biggest manufacturing jobs have been destroyed, and it appears a lot of this is done in red states, by the way, that's going to significantly hurt us on the economic scale, not just within the country, but worldwide. It'll just add to the problems. The Union Pacific spokesperson here in Nebraska said in a statement, a cleanup operation was underway with heavy machinery, and the cause of the incident remained to be investigated. The rail industry has come under intense scrutiny after the 3rd February derailment of the Norfolk Southern train that forced the residents of East Palestine, Ohio to evacuate. If I'm correct, at least like three of these train companies, owner-operated, at some point in time, they are owned by Bill Gates. Maybe Ted Turner, but I think it's Bill Gates who owns them. So that's true. How convenient. Toxic chemicals, including first world era gases, were deliberately burned, causing toxins to seep into the surrounding air and water. That's in East Palestine. The environmental fallout left thousands of fish dead, while returning residents reportedly have respiratory illness and burning throats and eyes. Listen, when this whole thing came about, I did kind of like a public announcement on the YouTube channels and also on the Twitter account, which American Vindicta Show Twitter. We do have a Twitter account. I think it's Rekker_AVS. So that's Rekker_AVS. That's the Twitter handle. I've never been on Twitter, so it's a unique, new, horrible experience for me. But now's the time to try and start getting out as much information as possible. But, man, this is my honest opinion. I'm not a doctor, but I've been in a war zone before. And I would not go to Palestine if I was not with a respirator and some sort of a chemical suit, like a heavy plastic suit or a Novix suit. What they're saying, and I was just listening to Mike Adams on InfoWars, and what they're saying has been released into the air, into the water, into the crops, the animals, everything that these chemicals are touching are worse than VX gas that was created in World War II. I mean, for one thing, is it not interesting that everything that was needed for the component of combustion, dispersal, and overall chicanery was all compressed together on this railroad train, the train cars, in East Palestine when it all exploded? Like, everything that was needed for the ingredients of a huge freaking bomb, a chemical bomb, was there. It was all there. If you look on that latest video I just put up, it shows all the different chemicals and compounds and all that stuff that's on there. Pete Buttigieg does not give a shit about it. Biden does not care. Kamala Harris does not care. Half the Republicans do not care. Democrats don't care. What about the people in Ohio? Do you care? If you're anywhere in this area, me and Dave Hodges were talking about this last night. If you are anywhere within this East Palestine area, please email us with any information that you have. If you have a story that you want to be told, we'll interview you. We'll talk with you. If like I said, we're trying to gather as much information right now about what's going on currently. I would travel there, but Ohio's a little bit far away from Texas. And to be honest with you, I think we're like impending World War III, and I just kind of want to sit tight. But all you in East Palestine, seriously, you don't need to be there. I heard some poor dude was offered $1,000 for his farm. $1,000. We are more than shooting ourselves in the foot here in America. We are cutting our feet off. Look, I'm not the only one who says this, okay? America is eventually going to be invaded. We are not talking ourselves into World War III. We have started World War III. And we're not de-escalating. I think you could still de-escalate. I think you could pull the troops out of Ukraine. I think you could take the pressure off of Russia. And World War III could actually still be avoided. Now, I think you take all that energy that you're putting into Ukraine and you put it into Taiwan and you put it into the Pacific and let us deal with the actual enemy, which is freaking China. That's the actual enemy. Well, besides our politicians, of course. Now, not every one of them. There's like five good ones, I guess. You understand that when the American public does not trust its law enforcement, intelligence agencies, state government, local government, federal government, the military, and now you have all these explosions going on at all of our factories, 10 or 11 train derailments within a week or two, provoking war with Russia, ignoring the actual war with China, all this shit with COVID that happened, and now all this stuff's coming out. I probably can't talk about anything else about COVID, or YouTube will freaking cancel me. Apologize for the swearing I do every now and then. Trust me, I'm well-mannered on the radio. Off the radio, I'm not well-mannered. Off the radio, I look up as many news stories as I can a day to try and stay abreast of what's going on. I'm getting like 50 to 60 emails a day from different people in intelligence within prior law enforcement or military, or people who are just well to do with finding and digging out stories on the internet. And I can't keep up with most of it. And, you know, I try to vet out every story that I get, and I try to collaborate it with other stories. And it really is information overload. Like, what am I supposed to pay attention to right now? Has anyone else forgotten about the food scare? There's a new pandemic coming out. H5N1. Another genetically modified bird flu. Oh, I got some information on that. Hey, you want to see genetically modified bird flu and bad things with bird flu? Let's read this real quick. This is from the UK. I don't really know how to begin this statement, so I'm just going to read the article. Rehan Beg, I don't know how to pronounce your last name, but you're a douchebag, so I don't care. 37 years old, was jailed for 3 years this week for having sex with 29 chickens, but is still allowed to keep chickens as pets due to a legal technicality. This article's on the Mirror. Man jailed for having sex with chickens while wife filmed allowed to keep animals again. Okay, here we go. A twisted pervert jailed for having sex with his chickens while his wife filmed will be allowed to keep animals again after a lifelong ban was lifted. Rehan Baig, 37, was jailed for 3 years on Monday, October 19th. So this is a couple months ago, and it's just now here on the news. After admitting to abusing the birds, which him and his wife, Halim Baig, who's 38, kept as pets. For starters, you don't keep 29 chickens as pets. Chickens is expensive. Soon, people are going to be standing on the street corner asking if you got them eggs and not that crack. I'm going to continue reading this article, as absurd as it is. Bradford Crown Court heard the Baigs had a stash of sick home movies of him violating the animals, along with images of trafficked young children being sexually abused. So why don't we have this? Why is it that I'm hearing about this reprobate who's having sex with chickens? But why isn't it this part? Young children being sexually abused, and he has it on video. Why isn't that the headline? As part of his sentence, Judge Richard Mansell banned Baig for life from keeping any animal. However, he was forced into an embarrassing U-turn on Thursday. Oh, great. I can't wait to see what this says. The judge said he could not make the order because the offender was not charged with animal cruelty. He told the court, "I have no power to prohibit him from keeping any animal." Judge Mansell suggested the prosecution might consult the RSPCA and raise the matter before magistrates to see if an order could be made. On Monday, the court heard Miss Baig, a care worker, made multiple videos, a care worker. She takes care of people for a living, and this is what she does on the side. Made multiple videos of her husband having sex with chickens, which died as a result. Hold on. The chickens died as a result. But you can't ban them for having any chickens or any other animals because he was not charged with animal cruelty. Well, that's like murdering somebody and filming it and then saying, oh, well, you know, we'll just let this guy free because he actually wasn't charged with murdering, even though clearly he did it. The couple had a GoPro camera rigged up in the cellar of their home to capture the footage of both of them indulging in the depraved and perverted acts. One of the birds was dead at the time, and he was caught on camera putting another carcass into a bin bag. The horrifying footage of abusing the birds was saved under the file name Family Vids. The wife joined the husband in many of the videos. It was heard at one stage alternated between having intercourse with his wife and the chickens. The judge said that the behavior was depraved, despicable, and perverted, and would make any right-thinking member of society sick to their stomach. He admitted two counts of performing an act of penetration, I'm not going to say the rest of this, of a living animal, possessing extreme pornographic images, and three counts making indecent photographs of children. The wife admitted to aiding and abetting her husband and his sick actions, but she was spared jail after a judge heard there was evidence she had suffered domestic abuse at her husband's hands. I got nothing for you for that one. Many years ago, when I became a Christian, I had a series of dreams. I've said this a couple times. I'm going to say it again. And one of the dreams was of homosexuality being the law of the land in America. Well, that happened. Law of the land, quote unquote. And then the other one was bestiality being legal. And then it was open child sacrifice. Not like what many of you think with, you know, Planned Parenthood and the stuff that's going on behind scenes. I'm talking about altars being built out in the middle of courtrooms, altars being built in the middle of a town to Baal or to Moloch and actually killing kids. I just can't believe that two of them have come true already. That doesn't make me a prophet. But man, I don't have any explanation at all for why you would have sex with chickens. They are disgusting animals. Seriously, I know. We take care of them for a living. They can be absolutely disgusting animals. And like, just think about it, ladies and gentlemen. These people are alive and doing well and are your neighbors, and you may not even know it. All right. Maybe your family members, you may not even know it. And all this is happening before World War III, before the calamity that's eventually going to happen around the world, you know, before the lights get turned out in America, right? Before the apocalypse happens and doomsday starts, these people are out here. What do you think they're going to do when the lights go off? The Jeffrey Dahmers, the John Wayne Gacys, the Ted Bundys, the chicken offenders. There's other words I would say, but this is a somewhat family show. I apologize to any parent for what I just read. I apologize to myself for reading it. This is disgusting. This is just absolutely disgusting. You know, in biblical times, a person like that would be taken out and executed. Sometimes with the entire family. But instead, they're allowed to walk free. My Lord. God in heaven, help us. All right, let's move on to the next story. I'm going to get bogged down. Over a dozen wounded in explosion at manufacturing plant in Ohio. This happened yesterday, February 20th. Bedford, Ohio. On Monday afternoon, emergency crews responded to a metal factory in Bedford where the company I. Schumann and Company produces brass and bronze alloys. Firefighters responded to a large explosion in the 22500 block of Alexander Road at around 2:30 p.m. A fire and massive cloud of smoke were observed coming from the building. Anybody else ever just stop and ask yourself, why is this happening? And you know, for any of you graybeards out there, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, I was born in the 80s, so if you remember when there was a series of train derailments and factories exploding with a potential world war, with the potentiality of Epstein Island-like affairs happening, please let me know. I mean, what are we missing right now? Godzilla attacking New York? Aliens coming down? Shit. Balloons, aliens, whatever. Lies and misdirection. That's what is going on right now. Every time the Democrats or the Republicans get in an embarrassment or some type of actual trouble, 9/11 happens. stock market crashes, housing market crashes, wars declared, terrorists start attacking everywhere. Well, I don't know what just happened, but my entire system just froze and shut down while I was in the middle of recording this. So here we are again for a round two. Guess I was touching on something a little bit too sensitive for someone. All right, let's get back into the news. We had an explosion in Ohio. Ohio Meadow Alloy Factory explosion kills one, injures more than a dozen others. That's within the Cleveland area. And then let's read this. This is from Zero Hedge. Putin suspends new START nuclear treaty, puts missiles on combat readiness. In a much-anticipated speech on Tuesday, President Vladimir Putin said he is suspending Russia's participation in the new START nuclear treaty with the United States. Quote, President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday suspended Russian participation in the last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with the United States, warning Washington that Russia had put new ground-based strategic nuclear weapons on combat duty. It comes over a year after Moscow signed on to a five-year extension, and after in August when the U.S. accused Russia of violating the treaty and disallowing United States on-site inspections under its stipulations. In response, Washington halted Russian inspectors' ability to do the same on American soil. Zero de-escalation happening right now. Quote, no one should be under the illusion that global strategic parity can be violated, Putin said. In March 2021, the two sides renewed the new START for a period of 5 years, and it will expire February 2026 if it's not continued. But now, obviously, it's not continued at all because we continue to poke the Russian bear, and eventually the Russian bear will poke back, hopefully not with nuclear weapons. All right. Here's some other things let's read into. If you didn't know about this, just a couple days ago, there was an 18-inch pipe bomb found on a train track. Multiple law enforcement have responded after an 18-inch pipe bomb that is capped at both ends was disconnected on the train tracks in Frankfort, Pennsylvania, and have been reported to have burn marks, so it appears that it tried to explode. Officers advise that the pipe is on the train tracks and bomb disposal unit has removed the device for further investigation. Does anybody else think at this point in time that we're sabotaging ourselves? Here's some things that have been hitting Twitter just recently. Ukraine's Zelensky says, if China allies itself with Russia, there will be a world war. There already is a world war, dipshit. You caused it. This is from the San Joaquin Sheriff's Department in California. Their discoveries regarding their voter rolls. Now, I wish more law enforcement agencies would do this type of investigation of your own area and prove to us, for one thing, that you're competent, and two, that you can do your job right, for the American people, not for the elite who try to control police departments. This is what the San Joaquin Sheriff's Department has found regarding a vote. 93 people registered with the birth date of 1850. 232 registered at local prisons. 4,144 voters registered over the age of 90. There's only 10,300 residents over 80 in that county. So this number would drop off significantly at 90. 125 registered to a nonprofit, NGO, or business, 300 voters with no first name, 110 potential double voters, same name, date of birth, and address, but a different voter ID, people registered at various homeless shelters, and one voter registered name was Jesus Christ. Mm-mm-mm. 16-year-old Josh Alexander. This is in Canada. 16-year-old Josh Alexander has been suspended from St. Joseph Catholic High School in Ontario, Canada, for protesting against transgender people's use of bathrooms and for saying God created only two genders. The leadership in the school told him that if he continued this attendance, that he would be arrested. Well, they arrested a 16-year-old. This is, once again, a war on Christ. A war on Christ, people. A war on God's sovereign laws. That is the true enemy. While at NATO, Biden said, Russia knows it as well. An attack against one is an attack against all. I don't know if President Biden understands this or not, but that only refers to NATO, and Ukraine is not NATO. But as we know, recently Poland says that the western side of Ukraine should just be given over to Poland, and that any attack in that area would be an attack on NATO. Deviousness, ladies and gentlemen. The Biden administration is reportedly preparing to sign a legally binding deal with the World Health Organization, giving it authority to dictate policy for Americans during a pandemic. How many of you voted for that? Oh, here we go. Massive explosion at an industrial building in Medley, Florida. Two reported fatalities. Stu Peters in this tweet says this is unrestricted warfare against the people of the United States. I would agree. Reports of a massive fire in Brooklyn, New York at a lumber facility. You getting the picture yet? Our ability to manufacture for ourselves, our ability to stand up during any type of catastrophic event happening in America, where we would have to rely upon our own manufacturing capabilities, is what's under attack. Our ability to stand on our own two feet, that is what's being under attack right now. All right, moving on to this next story. Have any of you heard of Project Mayhem? The Air Force's secret hypersonic bomber. This was wrote January 2020. Development on the bomber, which will travel at Mach 10 speed, just took a huge step forward. Project Mayhem, the Air Force's secret hypersonic bomber, would be an air-breathing Mach 10 replacement for the SR-71. The U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory recently awarded a $334 million contract to several engineering companies, including Draper, to oversee the designs, prototypes, and tests of Project Mayhem. At hypersonic speeds, heat makes building and testing hypersonic planes a tricky business. The engineering of next-generation weapons and defense systems is a science built around speed. In 2018, Russia made headlines when President Vladimir Putin revealed the country's hypersonic missile system, the KH-47M2 Kinzhal. A sizzle reel video showing the missile blowing up Florida, of all places. Although the video wasn't quite as sleek as a new iPhone reveal, the message was apocalyptically clear. The era of hypersonic weapons was here. Hypersonic weapons, theoretically, can defeat our air service system. So between Project Star Wars, with using satellites to knock down missiles, or the Patriot missile system, or us even trying to build our own Iron Dome like Israel has, hypersonic missiles would defeat it. What makes these weapons so deadly is that they're designed to outrun modern air defense systems. That's what the article says. And this hypersonic threat has only grown in the past 5 years since Kinzhal's debut. When it comes to the hypersonic missiles arms race, it seems like the U.S. might be slipping behind Russia or even China. But that might be because the U.S. military has its sights set on a bigger prize, the hypersonic bomber. Meet the Air Force's secret hypersonic bomber, the expendable hypersonic multi-mission ISR, or Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance and Strike Program, aka Project Mayhem. The mighty bomber would have a few advantages over its missile-based adversaries, but the big one would be usability. Where missiles like the Kinzhal, Zircon, and Chinese Dongfeng 17 are expensive, around $100 million one-shot missiles, a hypersonic plane traveling in excess of Mach 5, Project Mayhem would reportedly travel to Mach 10, could be refueled and used again and again and again. The idea of hypersonic planes dates back to the space race, culminating in the North American X-15A-2 record-breaking Mach 6.7 flight in 1967. Further aerospace advancements created mechanical wonders like the supersonic SR-71. Project Mayhem would likely use a multi-cycle propulsion system employing a jet engine to reach Mach 3 before transitioning to an air-breathing scramjet for hypersonic speeds, but designing a reusable plane at such speeds comes with serious limitations. You know, while all this is happening, we're developing nothing but weapons of war to try and kill each other. And all I can think is people are starving. People are dying. World War III is on the cusp. And all we do, instead of trying to help out the American citizens, was we just build more war material. If you haven't noticed, the industrial complex, especially the military industrial complex, seems to not exactly be on the side of we Americans anymore. They have created their own fiefdom, their own kingdom. When you talk about Matthew 24 with wars and rumors of wars, I bring this up so much because every 12 hours, there's a new emergency. You have to ask yourself, how prepared are you? How prepared can you be? For those of you affected from the horrific blast in Ohio, how prepared were you? How prepared are you now? Do your preparations help you in this horrific event? This is now where you apply your bug out scenario. If you had the ability to bug out of your location and to move elsewhere, can you take all your stuff with you? If so, good on you. If not, what do you take? How fast can you move? Have you prepared a plan? Have you shared the plan with your friends and your family? Have you trained on this plan multiple times? Have you timed yourself? There was a, this is from News Wars, there was a must-see CIA conference called the Existential EMP Threat. This is a little old, but I suggest that people go and look at this video. Bill Clinton's former CIA director, James Woolsey, in 2013 led a panel breaking down the threat of a natural or nuclear EMP to the United States electrical grid and other critical infrastructure. Short story, preparedness is on you. The government has no real answer for this. It has no real answer for all of you citizens out there who are on CPAP machines or any type of life-saving machine that's run off of the electrical system. We are in an undisclosed state of war. We are in an undisclosed state of war right now. I've had people saying, Doug, can you lead us in prayer and have an inspiring message? It's not that I mean to be doomsday and dreary and all that. This is the reality of just what's happening right now. You know, but be of good cheer. The Lord is with us, right? God is with us. Who can stand against us? But these people are the ones who are standing against you. The pedophile elite, the satanic elite, the New World Order. As the president of Poland said, Poland wants to lead the world in the New World Order against Russia. What happens when the New World Order wants to lead a campaign against America? Right now in D.C., you've had multiple different protests and rallies that are happening. The Stop the War Machine rally happened. You've got the anti-war stuff going on right now, where you have a bunch of Americans out there in D.C., and they're saying that we don't want war with Russia. Biden's a damn war criminal. He ordered the blowing up of Nord Stream 1 and 2. We don't want to fight with Russia. I'll say that. We don't want to fight with Russia. Nobody in their right damn mind wants to fight Russia. I would say fairly that nobody in the world in their right mind wants to fight the United States. But when the United States is instigating war, it has to be called out. That's all we've been doing for like the last 40 years, is instigating war. But it's not the American citizen doing it. It's these people in these higher echelon, behind the scenes, deep in the dungeons meetings of your government, the military industrial complex, the medical industrial complex, the prison industrial complex, the intelligence agencies with their intelligence wars. Everything that was normal when I was growing up as a kid is no longer normal. I think the only thing that's really normal anymore is the fact that you still have to eat and drink. Everything else is subjectively changed. We're probably just a few months away from another alien disclosure, quote, alien disclosure. But what's the point of all this? The point of all this is to get ignorant people scared so that they stampede upon one another, turn on one another, turn upon their own countrymen, which that's happening, right? It's been happening since 2020. You need to learn to self-rescue. I don't know how else to say it. Now's the time to be working together, not working separately. Now, right now, this is the time when you should have been training. You should have been getting in shape. I know I say that a lot. How many of you are ready to walk multiple miles every day to find fresh dirt and food? Should the lights go out, like what the CIA director says is one of the biggest threats to America and one of the most likely, how many of you are ready? I'm not ready. I'm ready for some elements of it, but those are limited in scope. When you look at the 30,000 foot view, people are going to be fighting each other over food. People are going to be fighting each other, going door to door to look for food, ambushing people at freshwater sources, like the damn animals in the Sahara. yesterday, the reason why there wasn't a show yesterday, I had to respond to my sister-in-law's, who lives in the town next to me, a town called Mineral Wells. There was a problem with a apparent guy who was circling her house. She called the police, and the dispatch didn't believe her that the guy was acting suspicious, abnormal behavior. She felt threatened. So she calls her former cop of a brother-in-law. What should I do? What do I say? Call the cops. Let them know. Tell them to come do a drive-by. Film the guy. Take pictures. Well, she did all that. And dispatch didn't believe her. And then finally, dispatch sends her out to whatever unit, either the sheriff's department or the city. And the call never went through. So here comes Big Brother. Took me 30 minutes to get over there. By the time I got over there and found the guy, by the way, squared all that away, the law enforcement, local law enforcement finally showed up. It's what I've said this before. I'll say this again. In any type of event, you are the first responder. If someone is doing anything to you, you are your own first responder. Law enforcement, we are the second responders. Hello, firefighters, EMS, you're the third responder. This is, once again, why I say train, prep, and pray, right? Training doesn't also just mean getting in physical shape. One of the problems, one of the situations that we discussed, me and my sister-in-law, was that she wasn't really mentally ready to have to take someone's life if necessary. She could do it. She had a gun. She could do it. But the mental anguish that it caused her during the entire scene, so I don't know if I don't want to hurt anybody. And I had to tell her, I was like, listen, sis, I get that. But you're not always going to be given that opportunity. One of the things that we taught younger officers is that hesitation kills. If there's ever a point in time when there's a crowd of people, a bad actor, you just get that spidey sense feeling that something bad's about to happen, I need to get out of here, trust that feeling and get out of that area. Get off the X, as we would say in the military. Don't hang around. If you got somebody circling your house, don't go outside. Lock all the doors, monitor and observe. Keep your firearm on you. Know your state laws. In Texas, we have the Castle Doctrine. You better not try and come into the home. But that's not the same in every state. Do you risk, at this point in time, in this juncture of life that we are in, do you risk not being prepared over complacency? I was recently reading an article that now there is a run upon emergency food. The preparedness food that we always sponsor to sell. Like me, one of the places that I get a commission for is My Patriot Supply. If you go through my website, AmericanVindictaShow.com, and you click on the My Patriot Supply box that's on there, and you buy anything from there, I get a 10% commission. Every couple months, I might get a $100 check because people aren't buying it. And I've talked to the people there. Sales are down. I've talked to some of my colleagues who sell food that some of you and complain about. We're always trying to sell stuff. Well, yeah, we're trying to make a business here. Being an entrepreneur of some sort. But the sales are down all across America. But not from the government. The government's continuously buying this food. And it's not going to go to you. You're going to get the cheap, nasty MREs. So here's my best advice for you. My Patriot Supply, you can get it through my website. You know, throw a few bucks my way if you buy anything, or just go to My Patriot Supply and buy stuff. Or you can go to Ready Made Resources or Mountain State Survival, two of the sponsors for the show, and you can get food through them. To me, it doesn't matter. Just have preparedness food. Because the last thing I want to do is have to shoot you because you want to come to my house to come get my food. Don't think that you would never do that. Don't think that people wouldn't do that, that your friends or your family would never break down to do that. Are you going to watch your kids starve? Now, Alex Jones was just talking about this on InfoWars. It's hilarious. He said that he is prepared to eat his he's prepared to eat his leftist neighbors when World War III commences and people start to run out of food. Now, obviously, that's satirical. But Alex is right. People are not ready. You have half of America or more that views you as a prepper, for one thing, as a renegade, as a form of danger to them because the government says so, right? And then you have the other half who say, nah, this will never happen. Everything will cool down. It'll never happen here in the United States, even though trains are falling over everywhere and chemicals are being spilt into the air, into the, you know, the land and the water and the food. Or that, you know, we can't have any pharmaceuticals sent to us anymore because they're all made in China. Could you imagine the panic that would happen in America if China said, no more heart medicine, kidney medicine, liver medicine, no more steroidal shots, nothing for influenza? What do we do, America? We have a limited supply. Get in line. I hope you've signed up for Obamacare. Because eventually, this is what this is all going to, you know, peel this onion away. This is what's going to eventually happen. It's going to break bad in America. People are not going to be ready for it. 90% of people are not going to be ready for it. So 10% of people are going to have to worry about 90% of people who didn't get ready for it. And then when you get found out, 90% of those people are probably going to come knock on your door. Hey, for the good of the community, we need you to donate your food stores, your stocks, everything that you've been purchasing for years with your money. We want you to donate it to the pot over here for the city, for the town, for the community, for the county, for the state. And you'll have a choice. Either do it or resist. What a world we live in right now where we have to have these conversations. I can't talk about football because football has become an absolute joke. I can't talk about rugby because rugby has become woke as well. At least MMA, the UFC, is not completely woke yet. People don't trust the government. They don't trust the police. They don't trust the military. They don't trust their churches. They don't trust those who are in any type of leadership position. Apparently, a lot of people like Ron DeSantis, but now today Trump's attacking Ron DeSantis on Twitter, calling him Ron DeSanctimonious. Like if Trump, you know, is an angel or something. Nothing is slowing down. There's been no de-escalation. I'm not here to give you a soft and sweet and sugary word. It's going to get worse. Before the Antichrist comes, it's going to get worse. There will be wars. There will be rumors of wars, that will cause civil conflict, internal conflict within your area. The Bible even talks about civil conflict within the home. We're seeing it. You're living through it. You can't deny it. And those who do, who deny all that now, who deny the facts in front of their face, when they can't get on Twitter anymore, they can't go pick up their Dairy Queen ice cream anymore, or go get their water burgers, when they can't fill up their cars, when they can't go to a doctor, when they can't have a job, unless you have the mark, people are going to lose their minds. You're going to be caught in the mix of it. We all will be. So, train, prepare, and pray every day that God leads you in the right position, that you live a godly life. Stop sinning. Stop watching things you shouldn't be watching. Stop doing things you shouldn't be doing. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Pray with your family. Pray with your children. I mean, I can only say this so many times before it should either set in to your head and you understand it, or just turn me off and go listen to CNN. All right, that's all I got today, ladies and gentlemen. One of these days, I'll have a cool, funny story for you, or something enlightening. Until then, I'm going to keep telling you the truth, whether you like it or you don't. My name's Doug Thornton. This is American Vindicta. God be with us all. Stay frosty. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.